Owners of the Philadelphia 76ers are defending their decision to be the first NBA team to put a corporate sponsor on players' jerseys. A small logo from the ticket resale site StubHub will appear on the front left of players' jerseys, and some fans think that's bad form. WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
Many Sixers fans have an emotional connection to their team's blue and white basketball jersey and think advertisements will taint it.
The fans really see this as the purest symbol of the team.
Daniel Korshin, who teaches marketing at Drexel, says when you mix teams and brands, there's going to be some resistance.
Let's say that you love Pepsi and you love the Sixers, and then Coke becomes the sponsor of the Sixers. How do you react to that?
Some fans on Twitter compared the jersey to the American flag. It shouldn't be messed with. Another fan said the decision made them, quote, absolutely sick. But to the 76ers corporate development manager, Chad Biggs, it's good for everyone. Exposure for StubHub, which is owned by eBay. The company will pay the Sixers $5 million a year for the 2-inch by 2-inch patch.
You know, the Sixers being at the forefront of this is a positive thing. It obviously is a new revenue stream for us, and that will benefit not only the team, but also the fans.
Advertising on sports jerseys is popular in Europe, but it's taken this long for America's established teams to catch up. Drexel's Korshin says it was only a matter of time.
Football fields and soccer fields and baseball fields, they're all surrounded with advertising. So this is just the last bastion.
Though jerseys worn by players will now be blessed by StubHub, the ones available for purchase at stores won't bear the logo. Each of its past three seasons, the 76ers won fewer than 20 games. So StubHub isn't buying visibility with a hot team. Could this partnership sell more tickets and make the Sixers arena less empty? A team can hope. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.